Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Jay Walljasper. He's an independent journalist and author of a book called The Great Neighborhood Book. And welcome to the program, Jay.
Yeah, good morning.
So you've kind of been on a mission of sorts to take stock of rural communities throughout the state of Minnesota. I think you've been most recently in the southeastern part of the state.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what are some of the things you're observing in these rural communities scattered around Minnesota?
You know, what I'm looking for is some of the stuff that's below the headlines. Just what are the smaller, you know, seemingly, you know, less publicized things in communities that, you know, that make them really poised to thrive in the 21st century. And, you know, this isn't just an economic forecast, but it's also looking at the kind of the sense of community connections, the sense of togetherness, the sense of opportunities for all aspects of people's lives that will make these places where young people will want to stay there, young families will want to move there, and these are places that can continue to do, you know, provide livelihoods and a good life for everyone who lives there, you know, throughout the, you know, in the years to come.
Yeah, and I think you, you know, touch on something that's a pretty important for these various communities, in that you got to find a way to bring young people in.
Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting. I pour over a lot of the data about this millennial generation, the people born between 1980 and 2005. And, you know, and they are the biggest generation in American history. They are the future of our country. And they depart from previous generations in some interesting ways, because they're the first generation that would say actually they would choose a good place to live over a good job. Now that, I think, is an opening for rural communities, oftentimes who don't have the same job growth as big cities on the coast or something like that, but they can offer people, you know, just a place where they'll know their neighbors to partake in, you know, the richness of community life and feel like they have opportunities.
Well, Jay, it kind of occurs to me that, you know, we're in the heat of the summer and there are community celebrations scattered all over the state in all these small towns. And I'm wondering if you've observed how these things create community. It is a way for people to connect with their neighbors.
No, absolutely. And I think there's just something fundamental to the human nature that we want to be part of something bigger than ourselves. And, you know, with the internet and with people, you know, households working four or five jobs just to make ends meet, I think our lives have gotten small sometimes. And I think we're just looking for anything that kind of connects us up broader to more people. And just, you know, community festivals, also having a strong Main Street, a place where people gather and can run into each other and have a five-minute conversation with someone. Those things, you know, public spaces, that's a really big part of the good life. That may not necessarily translate overnight into a higher GDP, but it certainly is about the wealth of people's lives.
Jay Walljasper is an independent journalist, author of a book called The Great Neighborhood Book, and our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks so much for your time, Jay.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.